Listening with love to the word, in conversation through hurting, healing and hope. Week 3. Alone.
Now these two lovely stories of the little children in front of Jesus. At first glance, it's hard to make the connection between that and alone. But clearly it spoke to you like that. Could you tell us a little more about that?
I can, because thinking about this as a conversation, thinking about this piece of scripture, a flashback of little me was sitting in a church I used to go to as a child, sitting on a back bench, feeling safe. Feeling secure, feeling that I was somewhere where it was right to be. And that was a big difference to what I had as I grew up in family life. It was a loud, busy, frightening place to live most of the time. And some of the so-called escapes would be times away with an uncle. And as lovely as it was meant to be, it's where a lot of my abuse took place. But being abused by him came with added problems. And that was, I was told it was our secret. I was told you couldn't tell anybody else about it because it would cause a lot of upset in the family. I was told people wouldn't believe it anyway. And that really brought home that sense of being alone. I couldn't talk to anybody. I couldn't say what was happening. So I was left, literally, alone in my own world. So when I went back home after these weekends, all these holidays, I was on my own in the midst of a family. And that's a scary place to live. Even scary because I had to keep this secret. So I couldn't be me as I really wanted to be. And that hurt deeply. And I can remember as I'm sitting here thinking about it, talking about it, how often I was told I was a shy kid. No, I wasn't. I was too terrified to actually talk about what had happened and what was happening. Especially in a world where those messages came from adults around, from the church itself, that sex in its own self was sinful, dirty, disgusting. You were never able to talk about it. A silence just hushed over anybody when even that word was mentioned. You don't talk about that. So again, I was left alone in the pain, the sadness, the silence. And I picked those two scripture readings as similar as they are. Christ understood that aloneness. Christ understood that children need to be able to come to him. He was a child himself. Don't we know that? And it just cuts through my heart when this little hurting child wasn't allowed to tell anybody what had happened. He was stopped from turning for help. He wasn't allowed to break that secret and just left in a world of his own. And even now, that's it, thinking, in a house full of people, I wasn't being me. I was scared, I was lonely, I was frightened to be me in case this secret slipped out one day. And I brought the family up because of what I'd said and what had happened to me. But then the only safe place then again was to go to church, and in those days churches were open. Just to sit there and know that that gospel message came true. I could sit with Jesus. Because in my heart of hearts, I believed he was there in that tabernacle. Nobody else was around, so nobody could hurt me. I hoped. I just sit there. I don't know whether my family ever noticed I'd disappeared for half an hour or an hour. I'd come back home trembling with what's going to happen next. Because then I think about it, it weren't just the physical sexual abuse. There was the feeling of being mocked and laughed at, told I was no good. So the emotional, mental abuse just happened. And it seemed to be just the way the family was. It's how we were. It happened. Mocked, laughed at, hurt again by something that seemed so normal for everyday life. But how abnormal it was. It hurts even now to think about it. But when I'd had enough, I couldn't go out and play very easily in case somebody said or asked me why I was like I am. I couldn't tell them. It took me to being, well into the middle of my 20s to realise having had a breakdown. What was really going on inside me? And the first moment I was able to say that I was abused as a child, something happened to that adult, a new freedom, a freedom that comes from actual honesty, to be able to say to somebody else, this is what happened to me. And that was a scary stepping point, because I was reminded that now, this grown-up can help that little child grow through the pain. I don't need to carry that secret anymore. I don't need to put a shell around me that stops people getting in. I can find a sense of, not say wholeness, but that comes at a price of learning to trust other people with my secret. And learning to trust other adults around you when you've been hurt by adults meant I was very careful on who I still spoke to. And it can still be like that today. But now it just asks, in my view as church, that there be people who are willing and able to listen. To listen to the broken person. To listen to that child who needs to find hope. And just be there with them. And that's why it's let these little children come to me. Do not stop them. Because it might be an adult body and figure that comes to us. There's a hurting child inside that needs that moment to say, it's all right to break your secret. It's all right to tell us what happened. It's all right to be who you are. That's a really weird feeling, just saying that out loud. In a church that is so rocked by the denials, by the trauma people have been through. But hopefully a new day is dawning. That Christ, the church, can welcome the little children into it. And in doing that, we can have a healthier people around us. So that's why I chose that. And it's not just the little child that was abused. It's the adult that still feels the effects and knows the trauma of it. Because I'm thinking, as I'm sitting here, I'm just going, it was frightening in high school, doing PE, then having to have a shower afterwards in a communal shower. What shows, what happens? Can they tell I was abused? Is my body saying things? And that just stops me in my tracks. And as an adult, am I able to talk about it to others, to give them hope that they can break all those secrets, those traumas, find a little bit of trust in those who are still struggling with it, and be heard for what they need to hear and what they need to say. This little child inside is growing up gradually, but these flashbacks can still come and knock me sideways when I'm not ready for it. But I still do cling to that fact that I can come to Jesus in the quieter life. And if I can't get into a church, What I used to do was go and climb a hill and sit on a hill and look into the vast array of the sky and know that God made all the whole. And in a good day, I am precious to him. In a not so good day, I need to trust him with my pain and hope he'll help me carry it. That's what I've been pondering in all those two readings over the weeks. So I just wonder what it brings out in you.
I'm very, very touched by what you've said. And that's a completely different way of looking at those pieces of scripture. I think maybe, as I said when I first asked you the question, that it's something that I haven't fully examined yet, is how much of the little child within me still needs the nurturing that you describe. And I think that's what I will carry away from hearing you speak this afternoon, particularly Christ putting his arms round the little child and welcoming them in the way he will and does constantly welcome me. But I too, particularly having heard you, need to put my hand in his as trustingly as a child and welcome that embrace and in a sense snuggle into him as one does to a much loved person. So thank you. Thank you for everything you've said. Thank you for what you've awakened in me. Also, the thread of hope woven into the honesty of the pain. And you've given me a fresh understanding, both of myself and of Jesus and our relationship together. So thank you.
Thank you. You just hit home on that snuggle of friendship. I picked that teddy bear picture because he sits alone looking out, as I did so often as a child. That teddy bear comes with me as the adult, wherever I go, as an important reminder of where I've come from as a child. But that child still needs to be able to snuggle carefully into something he trusts. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.